Proverbs 23:7. For as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. What you think about you, that's you, whether it's true or not. Proverbs 4:23. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. And if you want your life to go in a different direction, you're going to have to direct those thoughts in a different direction. Now, here's the amazing thing. I just mentioned it. When you think a thought, it doesn't have to be true to hurt you. You just have to believe it.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt.
The first characteristic in your life that makes you you is your biology, your body, your chemistry. Now, the second thing that determines your identity is connections. My connections, my chemistry and my connections. My connections are my relationships in life. You are a product of your relationships, especially your early years relationships. Now, those relationships may have been good or they may have been bad. They may have been healthy. They may have been unhealthy. They may have been non-existent or they may have been abusive. But you are a product of your relationships, particularly those early year relationships. Study after study, I've told you this before, has shown that your identity, how you see yourself, is largely determined by what you think the most important people in your life think of you. What you think the most important people in your life think of you tends to determine your self-image, your self-esteem, your self-concept. And that's why I've told you many times, make sure Jesus is the most important person in your life, because he's going to love you unconditionally, and he's going to tell you the truth. So the connections in your life, your relationships, help determine your identity. My connections give my life meaning, my connections give my life purpose, and my connections give my life identity. If you grew up feeling disconnected from other people, you have a hard time with meaning in your life. You have a hard time with purpose in your life. You have a hard time with your identity. People who have really healthy connections, healthy relationships, they're not going, does my life matter? They never ask that. They know their life matters because there are healthy relationships in their life. But if you feel disconnected, if you feel dysfunction in your relationships, it affects your identity. It affects your meaning and purpose. Why? Because life's all about relationships. One day Jesus is walking down the street and a guy comes up and says, Lord, what's life all about? Jesus says, life is all about love. It's not about accomplishment. It's not about acquisition. You know, it's not about popularity or power or prestige. It's about love. It's about relationships. He says you can summarize all of life in two sentences. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbors yourself. Be connected to God. Be connected to each other. Be in harmony with God. Be in harmony with each other. Make the connection with God. Make the connection with others. He said, if you don't have that, you miss the purpose of life. It's all about love. It's all about relationships. And if you don't understand that, then you wonder why your life lacks meaning. This is called the Great Commandment. Now, in the second factor in my life, the second card, my connections card, there are three problems with this. One of them, I already mentioned, is we're all imperfect. And since we're all imperfect, there are no perfect relationships. That causes problems in our lives. We hurt each other. We have conflict with each other. We have stress. We misunderstand each other. Second, sin Sin disconnects us. It disconnects us from God. All have sinned and fallen short. We are separated from God, and it disconnects us from each other. We can see this in the very first couple, Adam and Eve. They had a perfect relationship. They were in love. They had no conflict. They had no disharmony. Everything's going great. And God says, guys, you can do anything you want to in this garden, the Garden of Eden. Here's just one thing you can't do. Don't eat that fruit right there. Now, God didn't give him 10 things to not do or 100 things. He only gave him one. Why did he give him one? Because he had to give him a choice. Because it's not love if you don't have a choice.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes, and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise, and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight, where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. There are only 48 hours left to get this special offer and receive the Daniel Plan book. So act now and call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Sin disconnects us. It disconnects us from God. All have sinned and fallen short. We are separated from God, and it disconnects us from each other. We can see this in the very first couple, Adam and Eve. They had a perfect relationship. They were in love. They had no conflict. They had no disharmony. Everything's going great. And God says, guys, you can do anything you want to in this garden, the Garden of Eden. Here's just one thing you can't do. Don't eat that fruit right there. Now, God didn't give him 10 things to not do or 100 things. He only gave him one. Why did he give him one? Because he had to give him a choice. Because it's not love if you don't have a choice. If I can't choose to not love you, then it's not. If I'm forced to love you, it's not love. So God gave him the minimum temptation, one thing. You can do anything you want to, but just this one thing. And what do? They head for the one thing they're not supposed to do. And as I've said many times, after they sin, Adam takes it like a man and he blames his wife. And he says, when God says, what did you do, Adam? He goes, Lord, the woman you gave me gave me this fruit to eat. Now notice, he's not only blaming Eve, he's blaming God. God, the woman you gave me. He's saying, God, if you hadn't brought this female in my life, we'd be like this. Okay, things would be copacetic, things would be great, but you brought this woman into my life, and therefore, God, it's really your fault. He starts blaming, and we have been doing it ever since, accusing and excusing, accusing and excusing, accusing and excusing. We accuse others, and we excuse ourselves. We hide our faults, and we hurl at others, and we've been doing it ever since. And that affects our connections. Now, once they sin, they not only feel disconnected from God, Adam and Eve suddenly feel disconnected from each other. What's it say? It says they went and they sewed clothing out of fig leaves and started covering up. Who told them to cover up? God didn't. Who told them it was wrong to be naked? God didn't. Who told them they had to hide from each other in their marriage? God didn't. Sin did. Sin did. And we have been covering up ever since our vulnerabilities, our defects, our faults, and we don't be real with each other, and we fake it even with those we love the most. And that is what sin does. It causes us to cover up, and men and women and people have been covering up ever since, not just physically, but emotionally. And that connection card has caused all kinds of damage in your life. Because nobody's perfect and sin disconnects us. But here's the third problem with this card. The more disconnected I am, the more fearful I become. Fear comes from disconnection. When I feel disconnected from God, I fear God. When I feel disconnected from you, I fear you. When I feel disconnected at a party, I fear everybody at the party. Disconnection causes fear. And if you grew up feeling disconnected, you have a hard time trusting other people. It's part of the way your identity has been formed. Now, what happens is we get caught in this dilemma, and it is a terrible dilemma because we crave connection. We crave it. We deeply crave, but we fear making connections. We crave intimacy. We crave it. We crave intimacy, but we fear vulnerability, which is the only way you get intimacy. It's like we want one without the other. Now, I'm not just talking about sexual intimacy. I'm talking about in every area of your life. That deep soul searching heart to heart. I'm totally understood. You totally understand me. And we accept each other and love each other. We crave that, but we fear the vulnerability. We crave acceptance, but we fear rejection. And that forms your identity. There's a third card that makes you you. My chemistry, that's my biology, my body, my connections, that's my relationship. The third card that makes you you. It makes me me is my circumstances. These are the things that happen to you. These are the things that happen around you. None of these things were in your control. You didn't choose your chemistry, you didn't choose your initial connections, and you certainly haven't chosen all your circumstances. The things that happen to you and the things that happen around you help shape your identity. You are a product of the traumas and the troubles in your life. You are a product of the suffering and the suffering and the shame and the shock and the stress. Problems shape your life. Pressures shape your life. Pain shapes your life. If you've ever been abused, I'm sorry, but your abuse has affected your identity, whether it was physical, emotional, sexual, or whatever. And I'm sorry, but it has affected your identity. If you've ever experienced rejection, that has affected your identity. If you've ever had a failure or a series of failures, a major failure in your life, that has affected your identity. And you start telling yourself things over and over. If you had a crisis, if you had a catastrophe, these are all things that leave scars on your identity. It's part of what you were dealt in life. There's a fourth card, a fourth factor that makes you you, and this is a big one. It's what I call my consciousness. My consciousness. And my consciousness, I want you to write this down, is how I talk to myself. That's your consciousness, how I talk to myself, how you think about you. I remember one time I was preaching on John 17, which is Jesus' prayer to the Father, where Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane before the cross is talking to God the Father. People don't get that. They say, that's kind of weird, God talking to God. How can God talk to himself? Oh, you never do that? You do it all the time. You're doing it right now. He said, good point, Rick. Or that point sucked, Rick. That wasn't any good. You know. And how soon do we get out of here? You're talking to yourself constantly. Constantly. There is never a time in your life when you are not talking to you. Now, if you talk to your friends the way you talk to you, they wouldn't be your friends. Because you are your toughest critic. And by the way, you lie to yourself all the time. The Bible says the heart is deceitful. You lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. You tell yourself things that just aren't true, but you believe them. Now, your consciousness influences your identity. What I say to me. Now, what other people said to me, they said, you're no good, you're worthless, you'll never amount to anything, you're uncoordinated, you aren't very attractive, you're a loser, blah, blah, blah. And you filed that, but then you started repeating it. And you started saying it over and over. Yeah, it's just like me to be this. It's just like me to be this. And you've said it over and over and over, and it got deeper and deeper in your consciousness. Your habitual thoughts are your identity. What you think about you, that's your identity. The Bible says this. Look up here on the screen. Proverbs 23:7. For as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. What you think about you, that's you, whether it's true or not. Proverbs 4:23 says this here on the screen. Be careful. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. And if you want your life to go in a different direction, you're going to have to direct those thoughts in a different direction. Now, here's the amazing thing. I just mentioned it. When you think a thought, it doesn't have to be true to hurt you. You just have to believe it. And so, if somebody says, you're never going to amount to anything, and you believe it, guess what? You're never going to amount to anything. If you tell yourself, this marriage isn't going to last, it isn't going to last. The person who says, I can, and the person who says, I can't, are both right. For as a man thinketh, so is he. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. And if you think a thought long enough, you become it. And if you believe it about yourself, you act it out. Now, here's the problem. You know those fears you've got that you keep going over and over and over in your mind? Our fears are often self-fulfilling. We sabotage ourselves. We set ourselves up. Job chapter 3, verse 25. You know what happened to Job. And in Job chapter 3, verse 25, Job says this, what I have always feared has happened to me. What I have always feared has happened to me. And what I dreaded has come to be. A self-fulfilling prophecy. That's the problem with fear. Is but fears can become reality. We start acting in that way. I'm afraid to do this, and so then you are afraid to do this. I'm afraid I can't do this, then you can't do that. You say, well, Rick, there's nothing I could do to change. Are you sure? You have to challenge your thoughts. You have to challenge your misperceptions constantly, or they're going to dominate your life and send you in the wrong direction. Because you tell yourself all the time, well, I could never change. Are you sure? I want you to write this down. Feelings aren't facts. Feelings aren't facts. I feel unattractive. Doesn't mean you are. Well, I feel fat. Doesn't mean you are. Well, I feel dumb. Doesn't mean you are. Well, I feel nobody would ever want to marry me. Are you sure? Feelings aren't facts. They're feelings. And feelings lie all the time. So my consciousness affects my identity. But there's a fifth card. And this fifth card is so important because it controls all the other cards. The fifth card that makes me me is my choices. My choices. Now the Bible says that you were created in the image of God. Nobody else, no other animals are created in the image of God. Cows aren't created in the image of God. Rabbits aren't created in the image of God. Monkeys aren't created in the image of God. Only human beings are created in the image of God. What does it mean? Well, it means a lot of things, but one of the things it means is this. You have a free moral choice. Dogs can't make moral choices. They have instincts, but they don't know the difference between right and wrong. Cats, elephants can't make moral choices. There are no ethics to an elephant. There's no morality to an elephant. You have the choice to choose. That's because you're made in God's image. God made. Angels don't have that choice, but you do. You have a choice to do right or wrong. Now, the freedom of choice is your greatest blessing. It is also your greatest curse, because we make stupid choices all the time. We make dumb choices. We make self-defeating choices. We make harmful choices that harm ourselves, our bodies, our circumstances, and everybody around us. And so it becomes a negative thing in our lives. It's a blessing, but it's also a curse. But here's the good news about this card. This one right here, God says, it's a wild card. It's the wild card. And this card can change the suit and the number of any of the other cards you're dealt. This is the wild card. Your choices can determine these other cards. Now, I didn't get to choose my chemistry, but I can choose what I do with my body and how I make the most of what I've got. That's my choice. And I can choose to do the best I can with what I've got. I didn't choose all of my relationships, but I can choose how I respond to them. And I can choose new relationships. And I can choose to learn relational skills. And I can choose a lot of things that will change my connections. I don't choose my circumstances, but I certainly can choose how I respond to them. I am response-able. That means I'm responsible. I'm able to respond. God has given us responsibility, which means we have the ability to respond. And I don't control everything that happens to me, but I control everything that happens in me by what I choose to do in that response. And then even on my consciousness, I didn't control what people said to me, those old tapes that went in my mind, and I started believing them, but I can choose to stop believing them. And I can choose to think differently. And I can choose a different consciousness. And I can control my thoughts. And I can change the rudder of my boat by simply changing the way that I think. This is the good news. And if you use it, you can change the number and the suit of every card. And your life and your destiny in eternity is determined by this card. Ultimately, your identity is based on your choices. And it's the wild card that can change everything else. Now, there are five winning choices that you can make with the hand you've been dealt. And each of them has to do with each of these cards. With this first card, my chemistry, my biology, my chromosomes, my makeup, my physical being. Number one, first choice. I can choose to get healthier.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. And more than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan. Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. There are only 48 hours left to get this special offer and receive the Daniel Plan book. So act now and call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Every day on this broadcast, we look to God's Word for our daily hope. But the Bible says the greatest hope is this. One day, at the right time, God is going to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Jesus as the head. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a day that's going to be. People from every tribe, every nation, every language group, every ethnic group, bringing praise to God and admitting that Jesus is who he said he was. I look forward to that day, and I know you do too. Thanks for listening. I love you, and I'll be praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.